was a Chicago production. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you might be. The National Broadcasting Company bids you a very hearty good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, depending upon where you're listening to this broadcast. Bill Stern speaking from the Yankee Stadium, a jam-packed Yankee Stadium in New York City. It's Army versus Notre Dame, and the kickoff is just about 2 minutes away. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame has just come out on the gridiron, resplendent in the green jersey. New York is overcast this afternoon. The temperature's down in the 50s. There's no wind. It's a perfect day for a football game, and here comes the Canucks out on the field. Jammed into the Yankee Stadium. The captains are meeting in the center of the field. The toss of the coin going up in the air in just a second. Here the starting lineup for Notre Dame and Army. Overcast, no wind, temperature down in the 50s. And 75,000 people jammed, Sammy, the Yankee Stadium. There isn't a seat to be had. There never has been since last August. Here we go, the starting lineup for Notre Dame. Left end, Jim Martin. Left tackle, George Connor. Left guard, Bill Fisher. Center, George Strohmeyer. Right guard, John McFangelo. Right tackle, Johnny Fallon. Right end, Zach Dilley. Quarterback, Johnny Lujak. There's the doubtful starter, and he's going to start. At left halfback, it'll either be Terry Brennan or Jerry Cowles. At fullback, Jim Mello, and at right halfback, Emil Sitko. For Army, right end, Hank Bolberg. Right tackle, Goble Bryant. Right guard, Art Jeremetta. Center, Jim Enos. Left guard, Joe Steffi. Left tackle, Sheldon Biles. Left end, Barney Poole. The wing back, Glenn Davis and Doc Blanchard for Army. Quarterback, Arnold Tucker, and the fullback, Rip Lohr. The captains are met in the center of the field. Representing Army is Blanchard. Representing Notre Dame is Johnny Lujak and Jerry Cowles. The toss of the coin has gone high into the air now. We'll find out who won that toss and which is going to elect to receive and which will kick off. It'll be Army versus Notre Dame. Both teams coming into the team unbeaten. The game not only of this year, but as some of the sports writers at the last play put it, they cannot remember a football game that has attracted the universal attention that this one has.
Army, with two humiliating defeats handed to Notre Dame in the past 2 years, the Irish are itching to get back at him. 2 years ago, Army beat Notre Dame 59-0 in this very stadium. Last year, Army beat Notre Dame 48-0. And the Fighting Irish have come into this game unbeaten and swearing they're going to get vengeance this afternoon. As for Army, they've still got the touchdown twins of Blanchard and Davis. It's an unbeaten cadet team, one of the finest to ever roll westward from West Point. So these two teams getting all ready to kick off to each other in just a second. The Yankee Stadium, and the sun is shining down for the moment now. Sun is trying to peek through the gray clouds. As the game will just about get underway in roughly some 30 seconds. Unbeaten Army tackling unbeaten Notre Dame from the Yankee Stadium in New York City. And the place is literally jumping. It's jam-packed. There are 75,000 people in attendance at the moment. You couldn't get another person in here with a shoehorn. The crowd came early to watch the cadets march in. They're already in there seated. 1,000 of the student body from Notre Dame came out from South Bend, and their cheers are reverberating throughout the autumn air. It's going to be Notre Dame taking off, Army receiving. Army wins the toss and likes to receive, and Army is going to defend the eastern goal. They have the wind a little bit at their back, what little wind there is, but it isn't enough to help or to hinder. So it'll be Notre Dame kicking off, Army receiving, and holding for Notre Dame. Holding will probably be Lujak. And kicking for the Irish will be George Connor, a transfer from Holy Cross. And the game is just about to get underway, so settle back for an afternoon as unbeaten Army hits unbeaten Notre Dame. Both swear they're going to win today, and the ultimate winner undoubtedly will be the national champion after this game is over. Referee, Raleigh Barnum, he speaks to both captains and says, "Are you ready?" Just as though somebody told all 75,000 people to get up, get off their, well, just get up off the chairs. They all stand up and wait for this kickoff to rocket off the ground into the air. Army and Notre Dame, the Yankee Stadium, the temperature down in the 50s. It's a cold day, and that's a break, incidentally, for Army. It means the play can keep his first team in most of the afternoon. He wanted to do it. Deepest for the Army are Blanchard and Davis. They're standing all the way back on the Army goal line. Holding for Notre Dame will be Johnny Lujak. Game is a little bit delayed, getting underway. The crowd has turned down into the playing field. The police are beating them back. They got them back now. The kickoff will be coming in just a moment. The sidelines are jam-packed with humanity. George Connor comes forward. The game is underway, and the kick is up in the air. It's rolling down all the way to the Notre Dame 20-yard line. It's taken on the 20 by Arnold Tucker. He's up to the 25, up to the 30, up to the 35. Stays on his feet, goes to the 40. He goes all the way up to the Army 45-yard line before he's finally brought down. Arnold Tucker, quarterback of Army, carries the ball from the Army 20 up to the Army 45. He hurdles right through the center of the Notre Dame line. Notre Dame onto the defense, Army onto the offense. First and 10 for the cadets. Terry Brennan. Lennon back in semi-safety position. He's guarding above halfback for Notre Dame. That field is Lou Jack, Sitko, Mello, and Brennan. That's the starting Notre Dame backfield. Army in their key formation. In motion this